I'll accept to be married to you because of that. So lach is mukadeshes. That's called a good kedushin. So Rashi says, when the husband gives the money to this other man that she told him to, so then that's called kesef kedushin. It's considered like he gave something to her. She received hanor from the husband, and that's a good kedushin. Why? Midin oruf. By the lach of a kosina, an oruf. Oruf, every time there's somebody borrows money, and then he has an oruf, a cosigner. Now, why is the cosigner mechayev to pay back the money? How does an oruf work? Oruf, lav afagad lemoti anolu yodei. The oruf, the cosigner, he does not receive any money. Like this shleimer, the one that borrows $1,000, he has the chiyuv to pay back the money, because he got the $1,000. But when a person becomes a cosigner, where's his chayevus? Why is he mechayev to pay back the money? He didn't receive anything. So what do you have to say? Lav afagav lemoti anolu yodei, ko mishar benafshe, still he puts the schiv upon himself. Why? We'll soon see. Is ha yisa sanami, the lady also. Afagav lemoti anolu yodei, ko mishar benamak denafshe. Rashi doesn't say, but Rashi speaks out. So he doesn't say. Because the story is, it's a hanor, that you're listening to me. In other words, the cosigner has a tremendous amount of anor, that the reason why the malva, the borrower, is giving the money to the one that's borrowing it, is only because you are taking the achrayus to pay back. So the cosigner has a tremendous enjoyment, the fact that you listen to me. In other words, it's like the cosigner is telling the malva, go give the labor the money, and for the fact that you're listening to me, and you're giving the malva is giving the money to the labor, the cosigner has enjoyment. So from that enjoyment it's called worth money, and the Oruv is Meshabit himself. It's sort of like the Oruv receives something, and when you receive Hano, enjoyment, the way it works is, when you receive something, automatically, like you're Mechuyah, to give something back for that. Or at least you could be Mechayv yourself to give something back. So that's the Chayvus of an Oruv. The reason why a Kosain has a Chiyuv to pay back the Chayv is because he had enjoyment, he had Hano, that the person listened to him. Here also, this Isha right now, the lady told the husband, go give my friend Reuven money. So when the husband gives Reuven money, she has a satisfaction, she has anor that you listen to me. So that satisfaction is worth something, so the anor that the husband is giving it to her, she's mukadeshus. Yeah. What about another case? Heilach mona v'skatshi l'ploini. Let's say the man, the wife says, heilach mona, take this money. No, forget, a shliach right now. Reuven made a shliach to marry his wife. Reuven made Shimon a shliach and told Shimon, go make kedushin for my wife. Now Shimon the shliach went and did not give the money of the mishalach of Reuven, but rather used his own money. What's going to be of heilach money? Shimon now, the shliach, says to the wife, take this money, v'skatshi l'ploini, but I want you to be married to my friend Reuven. Because he sent me to marry you, but it's not his money, it's my money. So Mekadeshes, you know, still the Kedushin is good. Even though the husband is not giving any money, still the Kedushin is good. Midin Eved Kenani. This works from a din of an Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani. Lav afagav deloy kochos of loymidi kokonya nafshei. By Eved Kenani, there's such a loch, if somebody else pays money to the master to free the Eved Kenani becomes freed. So it comes out somebody else is giving the money to the master. So, even though the Eved himself did not receive any, the Eved himself did not pay any money, but since somebody paid money for the Eved Kenani goes out free. So, hai gav renami, this man also, the husband, afagav deloy kochos of lemidi, even though he himself is not losing any money, he did not shell out any money. But kokan yalol hayisasa, still he could be kind to his wife, because why? Somebody else paid the money for him. So that's the chiddush of Eved Kenani. If somebody else pays the money for you, you could go out free because of that. Here also, if somebody else pays the money kedushin for the husband is mekudesh to her. It's considered like the money came from the husband. That's what we see by Eved Kenani. What's going to be another case? Of tain mona leploini, that the wife says to the man, give money to my friend, v'yakanesh ani loy, and I'll be married to him. So the double, you have to use Mekudesh, Kedushin helps, Medin Shneim because of both of them. That, what did she say? She told the man, she told your husband, give the money to somebody else, and not she said to the husband, she said to the Shliach, give the money to somebody else, And if you give the money to somebody else, I'll be married to this other man, to the Mishal, the one you're sending me to. So she's Mekadesh, she's Medim Shneim. Oriv, Lava Afagad Lo Kamati Ano Liyodei Ko Meshava Nafshe. And Oriv, the co-son, doesn't get anything. Hi, it's Sanami, this wife also. Afagad Lo Kamati, even though she doesn't receive any Ano, of a Kamati Nafshe, still she could marry herself off, because the He Ano, the enjoyment, that the man is listening to her, for that enjoyment she could be married off. So Gemara says, Midomi, is there any like? Oriv. Yeah, alright, wait, I will stop here. We'll go with this Gemara tomorrow night. He holding Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, we're in the middle of the Gemara that says a chiddush that there are two ways you can mekadesh an isha, even though you don't give her directly money. The first way was midin oriv, which was if she tells you to give the money to somebody else, so the enjoyment that she has that you listen to her and you give the money to somebody else is considered like you gave her money. You can mekadesh it that way. Secondly, we had the chiddush was midin eved kenani, that if you're giving the money, that she should be mekudish to somebody else, so also the kedushin helps for that other person, even though it's not his money, it's your money. That's the din of Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani could be freed when somebody else gives the money to the master, and therefore the master frees the Eved Kenani. So even though the Eved Kenani himself did not give any money, but since somebody else gave the money for him, it's considered like he gave the money. Here also, if the husband like makes a shliach, and the shliach gives his own money to the wife, so that money helps for the husband. Then the Gemara says, tain mon l'pleini. If she says, listen, give the money to somebody else, v'yakadesh ani loy, and I'll be mekudeshes to that person. So it's a double trick here. So the Gemara says, mekudeshes midin shneim. In this case, the kedushin takes place midin shneim, using both yisaitis we just learned. Again, she told the husband, she told the shliach, give the money to my husband. So the shliach now is using his own money and giving it to the husband, and because of that, she is becoming mekudeshes to the husband. That's tain mon l'pleini. She tells the shliach, give the money to somebody else, v'yakadesh ani loy, and I will become mekudeshes to that person. So mekudeshes midin shneim. The kedushin takes place with both these dinim. What now? What happens here? Oriv, the loch of a cosigner, and oriv lava fagav the loy kamati an aliyode. Even though the cosigner doesn't receive any money, still come mishabed nafshe. Still, he has the right to mishabed himself to put a chiyuv that he has to pay back that loan, since he has enjoyment that the malv is giving the money because of him. So I'll tell you, hi yitzis sonami. This lady now, this wife also. Afagav deloy kamot anol yodo, even though she is not receiving any money right now, still kamakno nafshei, she could be like makna herself, give herself over to her husband, because she has enjoyment, the fact that the shliach gave the money to somebody. Samara says, midami, what does one have to do with the other? Orev, by the other cosigner, hide the kokonilei kochosim amayna. Who is the cosigner being mechayiv, putting a chiyuv upon himself to pay the money back to the malva, the one that gave the money? Now the malva is losing money, so since the malva is giving away the money, therefore the oriv could be mechayiv himself to pay the money back to the malva, because the malva is losing money now. But hi gavra, this person over here right now, kokonya lo lahayitasa, this husband right now is being kaina this wife, v'loy kachasa v'loy midi, and he's not losing out anything. Because he's not giving the money at all. It's the shliach right now that's spending his own money and giving it to the husband. So it should not even be midin orif. So this the Gemara says, Eved Kenani yachiyach. For this problem, Eved Kenani will explain it to us. So like Kochosim Amayna, the Eved Kenani could go out free, even though he's not losing any money, he's not spending any money. For Kokon Yenavshi could be Kainer himself. So why? Because somebody else is paying for him. Here also, it's like the husband, even though he's not paying, but somebody is paying somebody else, the shliach, is giving enjoyment to his wife for him. So therefore, the shliach is giving the enjoyment, like giving the money to his wife, for the husband. Therefore, the husband can marry his wife. That's a din eved kenani, that somebody else could pay the money for you, and it's considered like you gave the money.
So Gemara says, no, midomi, it's not like the case of Rabbi Kanani. Over there, the master, the Odom, the master of the Eved, he is like freeing his Eved. He's being machne, giving up his Eved. Do you know why? Because kokoni, because he is the one that's receiving the money. He's receiving the kesef. But hoch over here, hi Yisusa, this lady, komachno nafshe. She's like being machne, giving over herself to her husband. And she's not really receiving anything. The husband is not giving her anything. She's not receiving anything. Like nobody's giving her actually any money. So this we say no. That's the limit we have by a co-signer. An Arav also, even though he doesn't receive any hanor, but with that enjoyment that the Malv is listening to him and giving the money because he said so, that's called the Arav received enjoyment. So afagav the loy kamati hanol yodei, even though the co-signer does not really receive any real money, still mishabed nafshei, still he could be mishabed and be mechayiv himself. He has the obligation now to pay the loan back if the loyver can't afford, can't pay it back later. Why? We said this svar is because of that satisfaction, the fact the malv is giving the money because of him. There also, this isha has a satisfaction that since she told the shliach to give the money to her husband, and the shliach is listening to her, that's called she has satisfaction as if she received hanor. So the isha lamaisa did receive something. The question is, the husband did not give away any money. The husband did not lose any money. So where is his maisa kedushin? So that's the chiddush of Eved Kanani, that somebody else could give the money for you. Like over here, the shliach right now is giving the money for the husband. So that's why it helps midin shneim. Now the Gemara says, boy Rava. Rava asked a question like this. Heilach mono v'yakadesh ani l'cho mahu. Rav asks, what's going to be if the husband says, Heilach mono, take this money, v'yakadesh ani l'cho, and I want to be mekadesh to you. Let's take this money. So she tells the husband, she tells the husband now, Heilach mono, take this money, v'yakadesh ani l'cho, and I want to be married to you. So mahu, what's the halacha? So Mazutra Mishmeid Rav Papa Mekadeshes. He said, yes, it is good. And we'll soon see why. The Chorot Akasha, why is it good? So husband usually has to give the money. It says, Chiyikach. He has to do the Maisa Kedushin. And here's the opposite. Here the wife is telling the husband, like, Heilach mona, take a mona, and I want to be married to you. So true, the husband said, Harayat Mekadeshesli. But still, so what? The husband did not give her, she gave him. So why is this good? So Omalei Ravashi LeMazutra. So Ravashi said back to Mazutra, he thought like, in Cain is so, he thought the reason why it's good is, because since he's being kind of the money, he's also being, she's being makna herself to him also. So Mar says, in Cain, Hever Lei Nechosim Sheish LeMachrayis, Niknem In Nechosim Sheish LeMachrayis. A person is seated like Karka, it's like Nechosim Sheish LeMachrayis. That means you have a guarantee, you'll get it, you won't lose it. Karka, ground, you don't lose. So a person is like karka. So here, she is being makna herself. Agav, like with the money, she's giving over. Money is called nechosim shein lehemachrayis. That could be lost. So you're telling me now the havamina is, when she gives over the money, so since the husband is being kind of the money, agav, the money is also being kind of her. So Mar's question is, v'yanan and we, ipchotanan, we learn just the opposite. The halacha is, Nechosim shein lehem achrayis. If you have some utensils, nechosim not like karka, it doesn't have achrayis. Is niknim in nechosim sheish lehem achrayis? You could be kind of those utensils with karka. In other words, if I want to sell to you karka with utensils, so once you make a kinyan in the karka with a kinyan agav, you're automatically kind of the other utensils also. But the main kinyan has to be on the karka. So here it says Nechosim Shein LeMachrayis Niknim Nechosim Sheish LeMachrayis VeKesef V'Shtar V'Chazaka with Kesef V'Shtar in Chazaka. The halacha is, so here it's just the opposite over here. Here, how could you be koina the Kesef and Agav the Kesef? You're also koina the wife, the Isha. So Mara says no. Omale said back to him, Mi Savrit. Do you think I meant to say Mi Savrit? The Omro Le Agav, that there's a Kenyan Agav over here. That since, like, she's giving away her money to the husband, Saga, because of the money, she's also giving away herself, like, to her husband. Is that the way the Kenyan works here? Like, of course, that's not the Kenyan here. For a few reasons. First of all, like the Gemara says, You can't be koine karka agav metaltlim. And secondly, that's not a maisa kedushin. Kedushin always is the husband has to make the maisa kedushin. The husband has to give away the money, and not that she gives him. Therefore, the Gemara says, "Hoch, you know what we're talking about over here? Hoch is a new svara, the adam choshev askinen. We're talking about the husband as a big talmud chacham. He's a very choshev person, and therefore there's a new svara of to behi hano for that enjoyment that she has. In other words, true, she gave him money." But it's a tremendous enjoyment that she has that such a Talmud Chacham accepts my present. So really it's considered that the husband is giving her back enjoyment. And for that enjoyment is the Kedushin. So Mar says, that enjoyment, to call Mekabu Matonimi no, that he accepts her present, Gomro Matna Lenashe. For that alone, she is Gomro Matna herself. In other words, it's considered as if the husband is giving something to his wife. Even though actually what's happening is the wife is giving, the lady is giving a big matana to the future husband, but since he's a big Talmud Chacham, the mere fact that he accepts it is a tremendous enjoyment back to the Isha. So therefore the Maisa is considered as if the husband is giving enjoyment to his wife, and that's considered Hanom, which is called Shavah Kesef. So therefore that's the Maisa Kedushin that the husband is doing. And of course the husband has to say now, Harayat Mekadeshesli Bahanozu. The Gemara says, Itmanam, we also learned like this, Mishmei de Rava, V'chein Linyin, Mamoino, we also learned the same halachas applies by Mamon. So Rashi says, Linyin Mamon means halachas are before. Hanech Shmeite de Rava, the Afinan Kedushim, Medin Oriv, or Medin Ever Kanani. That's what we said before, even though you don't give the money over directly, you just give the money to somebody else. So that the Kenyan Kedushim, Medin Oriv, or Medin Ever Kanani, the same halachas would apply if you want to go buy a field, and you're supposed to pay the money. So instead of paying him the money, he tells you, give the money to somebody else. So he'll also be kind of the field with a din oriv. And the Gemara says, L'tzricha, I need this chiddush both places. Both by kedushin and by other kinyanim of mammon. Di yashmini kedushin. If you only hear the first chiddush, you get married this way. Mishum do isisa nichalo b'choldo. Because the wife, like she wants to get married. So any little bit that she receives, that's enough for kedushin. And really, kiddush Rosh Lakish, like Rosh Lakish says, The Yom Rosh Lakish, Tav Lemesav Tandu, a lady would rather be double, not be married, Me Lemesav Armelo, to rather be sit alone, to sit like an Amona. So as a wife, always a lady, always wants to be married. So therefore we say with the Svar of Orev, or the Svar of Eved Kenani, is considered enough enjoyment that she received for Kesav Kedushin. Abu Mamayna, when you want to go buy a field, maybe there the din is you have to give the Meicha the money. And maybe there it's not enough if he just tells you to give the money to somebody else. Eimalai, maybe there it's not called enough enjoyment. So the chiddush is, even by mammon, by buying fields, also was called paying money. V'yashmina mammon, if I'd only hear this chiddush by mammon, I would say, mishum di yisyoyiv lemechila. Because money anyway, the owner could always be meichel the money if he wanted to. So that's a svar also, any little bit of a type of enjoyment, the money you give him or he receives, is enough for the kinyan. Because he could be meichel, he could forgive you the money altogether. Abu Kedushin. A Maloy, but by Kedushin, it needs a Maisa Kinyan, a Maisa Kesef. There's a Maisa Kedushin, Ki Yikach Yishisham. The wife can't be Meichel the money. There has to be a Maisa Nesina Sakesef. A Maloy, maybe then this Nesina is not enough when you give the money to somebody else, or somebody else gives the money to her. For you, Tzricha, that's why I need to know, here also by Kedushin, it's all succeeded, the man gave his wife money. Omar Rabba says like this. If a man says to his wife, Bishas Kedushin, his kad shali lechatzi, Mekudeshes, I want you to be married to half of me. That's what the husband tells his wife. He gives her a ring, and he says, Arayat Mekudeshes lechatzi, you are married to half of me. So then is Mekudeshes, the Kedushin is chal. We'll soon see why. What about chatzyecha Mekudeshes li? The husband says, I want half of you to be married to me. The loch is ain't Mekudeshes, nothing doing, there's no maisa Kedushin. Omalei abayla rova. Maishuna, what's the difference? Why do you say if he marries half of his wife? Why? The Torah says, you have to take a wife. A wife means a whole wife, and not a half a wife. If so, the Torah says, it says ish, so you have to marry her to your whole self, and not to half of you. Why do you say if you're married to half of me is a good? And it should not be enough to half of a man. Omalais, he answered back like this. Hoch yashta, what are you talking about like? Hosam isasa levetre lechazia. A wife cannot be married to two husbands. So therefore, when you say you want to marry half of her, you only mean you want to marry half of her. And that's all. You only want the Kedushin to be upon half of her, and that you can't do. That's called Isha v'loi chati Isha. Ela gavra, but the man, miloi chati levetre, isn't he fit to have two wives? So therefore, v'ochikomalo, when the husband marries his wife and he says, you're married to half of me, you know what he meant to tell her? All he meant to tell her was, Dibina lemitzvah achriti nesivna. That if I want to get married to another wife, I'm going to. That's all it means to tell her. It means to tell her, your being married to half of me means that the other half of me, I may marry another wife. But not that only half of me is mekudeshes to you. Avad I mean to make a regular kedushin. I only mean to tell you that I'm leaving, like I'm telling you, that I may marry another wife also, and he's allowed to do that. But when you marry your wife, half of your wife, you can't say you mean to tell her the other half of you can get married to somebody else, because that can't be. So therefore, you mean to tell her you only want to marry half of her, and that's no kedushin. Oh, Malay Mazutra Bray, the Rav Mora, the Ravino, a question. True, but now when you tell her, Rei Amgadeshes Lakatsiecha, I want to marry half of you, why isn't the kedushin chal v'nifshut to law kedusha bekula? True, let the kedushin only be chal on half of her. But once it's chal on half of her, automatically it's just spread upon the whole isha. And the Rashi says, because since you're using a lashon of hegdish, harayat mekudeshes, it's like lashon hegdish. So when you mekadesh half of her, automatically the kedushin should be chal over the whole isha. Why? Meanwhile, Tanya, didn't we learn? Hoi meragdesh zuayla. If somebody has an animal and he says, listen, I want the foot of this animal to be a korban oila. The halacha is tehekul oila. Automatically, the whole animal becomes a korban oila. And we see what? His pashkus. That even though you only will mekadesh the leg, the kedushin on the leg, the hegdish on the leg, spreads over the whole body. So why don't you say the same thing by your wife also? And the fidul aman the yom and kul oila, even if you get it some achleikis. Even if you only demand the yom, the whole animal does not become hegdish. But I tell you, over there, honey, me, one was that man, the Yom Isai, is Alochom, Hecha, the Makdish, Dovish, and the Shamat Luyaba. Only when you only start off with the leg, something that even if you cut off the leg, it won't die. It's not the part of the body that the Neshama is totally in it. Avo Makdish, Dovish, and the Shamat Luyaba. But if you Makdish half of the animal, something if you cut it in half, it's gonna die, have a cool oila. Then we say for sure what you makdish the main part of the body like, so automatically the kedushin, the hegdish is chal upon the whole animal. See, also, when you makadish half of your wife, why do we say it's not chal at all? Let's say you have the opposite. Let's say it should be chal on half of your wife. And once the hegdish is chal on half of your wife, this kedushin, it should be automatically chal on the whole thing. So some learn the pshat is that it's a din in the loshin. In other words, it's a svar in the loshin. Even though you only said, I want to marry half of you, but when you say such a loshin, since the halacha is that half of it should spread over the whole thing, it's considered like you said a good loshin. It should be considered like you said a complete harayat lekula mekudeshes li. That's the question. Since by hegdish alone the halacha would be, the hegdish would spread over the whole body, the whole behema, so may it's considered like in the loshin, like you said, the whole thing should be kaddish. Here also, let's consider as if you said your whole wife should be mekudeshes to you. Tumor says, no, me dummy, it's not, one is unlike the other. Over there an animal means it's up to the owner completely to be makdashim. So therefore you could do half, it's chal the other half. But here your wife, you need her das, you need her consent also. You can't marry her without her consent. So when you told her, I only want to marry half of you, that's all she said yes to. So even though you want the din hegdish b'chal on the hoisha, but she's not maskim to the other half. Here it's no good. Holy diamond, this is not like Elul, but rather Laha to the other part. The Yom Rabbi Yechon said like this: Behei Moshal Shnei Shutfim. If two people own an animal together, Hegdish Chetzia. Now one Shutif is Makdish his half of the animal. So when he's Makdish his half, he could be Makdishit. But here we do not say the Hegdish is Chal upon the other half because it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to somebody else. You're not a Bailim on the other half. So therefore, it's only Chal half. And that half portion means that the kedushas damim, that you're going to have to sell your half and give the money to Hegdish. Now what happened was, v'choz avalocha, and then you went and bought the other half off the other shutif, v'egdisha, and then you were makdish even the second half of your animal. So halacha is, kedusha v'yena kreva. It's like a chal kedushas damim upon this animal, but v'yena kreva, you cannot be makrevit now. this called, we'll soon see, it's called dochoi. Since when you first were makdish it, it was only chal hegdish and hef, so it was not fit to be brought for a korban, it's called dochoi. This animal could never be brought for a korban. See, when a lady, you buy the other hef and you makdish the other hef, still the locher is ain't a kreva. It's not brought for korban. Rather, you have to sell it, and with the money, you buy a korban. Now, v'yoseh tamura, if you take another animal and say, harei zu tacha zu, it's taka chal tamura, but utamuras l'kiyotze boi. The second animal now that has the din tamura has the same halacha like this first animal, that you could only sell it for the money, but not bring it for korban. So therefore also, when you mark the sheaf of your wife, you can't say the other half should automatically be chal, because it's not in your owner. You're not the owner of her. Like, you need her consent to be maskim to it. It's like you mark the sheaf of your animal and the other half belongs to somebody else. The hegdish is not chal on the whole animal. It's not up to you. So also by kedushin, by anisha, since you need her consent, and she was only maskim to hef, we don't know she's maskim to the other hef. Therefore, your loshen cannot be a loshen that you maktish the whole isha. You only want to be maktish half of her, and that's a psul. The Torah says isha v'loy chatz isha. Now the Gemara says Shema Mina from this last halacha class. We learn out from here three halachas. What are the three halachas? Shema Mina.